First Chronicles 16:37-18. So he left Asaph and his relatives there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to minister before the Ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 relatives, Obed-Edom, the son of Jeduthun, and Hosa, as gatekeepers. He left Zadok the priest and his relatives the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high places which was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering continually morning and evening, even according to everything that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. With them were Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his kindness is everlasting. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those who were to play them, and with instruments for the songs of God, and the sons of Jeduthun for the gate. Then all the people departed each to his house, and David returned to bless his household. And it came about, when David lived in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Look, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under tent curtains." Then Nathan said to David, "Do whatever is in your heart, for God is with you." But it happened that same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell David my servant, this is what the Lord says, you shall not build a house for me to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel to this day, but I have gone from tent to tent, and from one dwelling place to another. In all the places where I have walked with all Israel, have I spoken a word with any of the judges whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, this is what you shall say to my servant David. This is what the Lord of armies says. I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be leader over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have eliminated all your enemies from you, and I will make for you a name like the name of the great ones who are on the earth, and I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them there, so that they may live in their own place and not tremble with anxiety again, and the wicked will not make them waste away any more as they previously did. Even from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I tell you that the Lord will build a house for you. When your days are fulfilled, that you must go to be with your fathers, then I will set up one of your descendants after you, who will be from your sons, and will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my favor away from him, as I took it from him who was before you, but I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne will be established forever." According to all these words, and according to all of this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then King David came in, and sat before the Lord, and said, "Who am I, Lord God? And what is my house, that you have brought me this far? This was a small thing in your eyes, God, but you have spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have viewed me according to the standard of a person of high degree, Lord God. What more can David still say to you concerning the honor bestowed on your servant? For you know your servant. Lord, for your servant's sake, and according to your own heart, you have accomplished all this greatness to make known all these great things. Lord, there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to everything that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation on earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for you a name by great and awesome things, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt? For you have made your people Israel your own people forever, and you, Lord, became their God. Now, Lord, let the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his household be established forever, and do just as you have spoken. Let your name be established and be great forever, saying, The Lord of armies is the God of Israel, a God to Israel, and the house of your servant David is established before you. For you, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build him a house. Therefore your servant has found courage to pray before you. Now, Lord, you are God, and have promised this good thing for your servant. And now you have decided to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, Lord, have blessed, and it is blessed forever. Now, after this, it came about that David defeated the Philistines, and subdued them, and took Gath and its towns from the hand of the Philistines. And he defeated Moab, and the Moabites became servants to David, bringing tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, king of Zobah, as far as Hamath, as he went to establish his rule to the Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, and 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers, and David hamstrung almost all the chariot horses, but left enough of them for 100 chariots. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David killed 22,000 men of the Arameans. Then David put garrisons among the Arameans of Damascus, and the Arameans became servants to David, bringing tribute. And the Lord helped David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold which were carried by the servants of Hadadezer, and brought them to Jerusalem, also from Tibhath and Kun, cities of Hadadezer. David took a very large amount of bronze, with which Solomon made the bronze sea, and the pillars, and the bronze utensils. Now when Tou, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David, to greet him and to bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer, and he had defeated him. For Hadadezer had been at war with Tou. And Hadoram brought all kinds of articles of gold and silver and bronze. King David also dedicated these to the Lord, with the silver and the gold which he had carried away from all the nations, from Edom, Moab, the sons of Ammon, the Philistines, and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, defeated 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. Then he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became servants to David, and the Lord helped David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and he administered justice and righteousness for all his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the army, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was secretary, and Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were priests, and Shavshah was secretary, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Sherethites, and the Pelethites, and the sons of David were chiefs at the king's side. Matthew 13. On that day, Jesus had gone out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up immediately, because they had no depth of soil. But after the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. But others fell on good soil, and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times as much. The one who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came up to him and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And Jesus answered them, To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in their case the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, "You shall keep on listening, but shall not understand, and you shall keep on looking, but shall not perceive. For the hearts of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Listen, then, to the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one who is sown with seeds beside the road. The one sown with the seed on the rocky places, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution occurs because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one sown with seed among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, and the anxiety of the world and all the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the one sown with seed on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times as much. Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and left. And when the wheat sprouted and produced grain, then the weeds also became evident. And the slaves of the landowner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' And he said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The slaves said to him, 'Do you want us then to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No. While you're gathering up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will say to the reapers, "First gather up the weeds, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" He presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a person took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all the other seeds. But when it is grown fully, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the sky come and nest in its branches." He spoke another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 sata of flour until it was all leavened." All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak anything to them without a parable. This was so that what was spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled: "I will open my mouth in parables. I will proclaim things hidden since the foundation of the world." Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." And he said, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And as for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. And the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. So just as the weeds are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells everything that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold everything that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. And when it was filled, they pulled it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and remove the wicked from among the righteous, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, Yes. And Jesus said to them, Therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings out of his treasure new things and old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there, and he came to his hometown and began teaching them in their synagogue, with the result that they were astonished, and said, Where did this man acquire this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is his mother not called Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man acquire all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not dishonored except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. Acts 9:23-43. When many days had elapsed, the Jews plotted together to do away with him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were so closely watching the gates day and night, so that they might put him to death. But his disciples took him at night, and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a large basket. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried repeatedly to associate with the disciples, and yet they were all afraid of him, as they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took hold of him and brought him to the apostles and described to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had talked to him, and how he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus at Damascus. And he was with them, moving about freely in Jerusalem, speaking out boldly in the name of the Lord. And he was talking and arguing with the Hellenistic Jews, but they were attempting to put him to death. Now when the brothers learned of it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus. So the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed peace as it was being built up, and as it continued in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it kept increasing. Now as Peter was traveling through all those regions, he also came down to the saints who lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years, because he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your own bed. Immediately he got up, and all who lived at Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now in Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which, when translated, means Dorcas. This woman was excelling in acts of kindness and charity, which she did habitually. But it happened at that time that she became sick and died, and when they had washed her body, they laid it in an upstairs room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, having heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Do not delay in coming to us." So Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upstairs room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to make while she was with them. But Peter sent them all out, and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand, and raised her up, and calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. It became known over all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord, and Peter stayed in Joppa many days with a tanner named Simon. Proverbs 5:15 through 23. Drink water from your own cistern, and fresh water from your own well. Should your springs overflow into the street, streams of water in the public squares? Let them be yours alone, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. Like a loving doe and a graceful mountain goat, let her breasts satisfy you at all times. Be exhilarated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be exhilarated with an adulteress, and embrace the breasts of a foreigner? For the ways of everyone are before the eyes of the Lord, and he observes all his paths. His own wrongdoings will trap the wicked, and he will be held by the ropes of his sin. He will die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his foolishness he will go astray. Psalm 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, "Flee as a bird to your mountain"? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have set their arrow on the string, to shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see. His eyelids test the sons of mankind. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and his soul hates one who loves violence. He will rain coals of fire upon the wicked, and brimstone and burning wind will be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will see his face.